Times coming up on 7:32. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, final time in 2021. Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca, joins me on the line. Good morning, Katie. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Another long meeting for you guys last night?
Yes, it was an interesting way to end the year, their meeting, because we started at 4 o'clock as opposed to our usual early start of 5 o'clock. So we've many applications in the door, so we have to do what we have to do to try to keep ourselves somewhat reasonable and not too many hours. So anyway, well, we started with 2 South Water Street. This was an application to construct outdoor dining deck over an existing parking area. This one was left open again. There's still some questions about how the parking will work and how the seats will work with vis-a-vis the indoor seats, so that it was left open, and they will come back to us with more information with the parking and the seats and actually some landscaping issues also. So we'll see that one at a subsequent meeting. And then we had a lot line revision between 2 properties on Cutler Road, 44 and 50. That one was moved forward with not much fanfare. Then we had 187 Shore Road to demolish existing dwellings and construct new dwellings in the coastal area. Similarly, that one was moved forward. We had a somewhat controversial application at 48 Pexland Road. It is seemingly on the surface of it not that big of a deal. They're requesting for a confirmation that the lot itself actually exists. So it's a strange thing, but it's a finding that it's not a subdivision or re-subdivision. And it's an interesting part of law, because if it had been found to be a subdivision, the commission would be effectively saying that it is a lot that could be built upon. That's the controversy in this particular issue, in this particular application, because there's a large wetland and a pond on the property, and a lot of neighbors that this property is found to be, in fact, a lot, then the development constraints are so concerning that they're concerned about the impact that would occur on, or could occur on their property. So anyway, that's not our issue at this stage. It's a legal issue about whether land has merged and whether or not, therefore, it would be subject to a subdivision. So needless to say, this one was left open because there's some complicated issues to deal with there. Then we move to Old Track Road. This is an application we've heard several times before. Right now it's the zoning map amendment to ask to change the parcel of land from a GB zone to a managed residential overlay zone, effectively assisted living facility. That's pending, as is a preliminary coastal site plan and special permit as opposed to a final site plan. So basically the zoning map amendment was closed but not decided, and what they're hoping to do is get the decision letter on the preliminary, get to the architectural review committee, and submit a final site plan all within 65 days, because if they can do it all fast enough, then they could get a decision on the zoning map amendment and the final site plan at one meeting. So we'll see if they'll be able to do it. It'll be challenging given our application load. And if that's the case, then they'll just withdraw the map amendment. So the application itself was well received. So we're sending them to ARC, and we'll see how that goes.
And I was going to ask you, were there people speaking at the public hearing part of it?
Yes, but not in opposition, just in concern about landscaping and just noting that they'd had conversations with the property owner. So no, this is not a controversial application from that standpoint.
Okay.
And I think it's a tucked in lot near a railroad. So, I think it would actually be, it's a great site for something like that. And the property owners that are on Stone Avenue overlooking, because of over the hill, overlooking onto this property, I think would benefit from this building reducing noise and that kind of thing. So I think it's well received by the community. Then we had a, site plan and special permit for a new home in the coastal area. This is on a very, very large island-type property. It's Zero Indian Field Road, but it's also known as 602 Indian Field Road. It's a 8-acre property, but we consider it considerably smaller from a zoning standpoint due to some technical issues. But anyway, it's a magnificent property ecologically. The application was left open so that the applicant can address some issues from the Department of Public Works. Then we move to the Chabad at 270 Lake Avenue. It's divided between Rock Ridge and Lake Avenue and then there's parcels in the middle. The Rock Ridge Association submitted a series, I think it was 27 conditions that they would like to see imposed on this property should the commission be so inclined and want to move forward. Obviously, that's unmanageable to deal with at a meeting. So the applicant, did give us an extension to the January 4th meeting, with the instructions again to meet with the neighbors. So the obvious one is the attorney for Rock Ridge, but then we made a point of saying they should also meet with the Lake Avenue people and try to come up with something that works for everyone. And then hopefully when they present it to the commission, it will work for the commission also. And then this one can be voted upon in January, which will happen one way or another because that's a must end date. So we'll either withdraw or force a decision. So we'll see what happens there. And then also neighboring to that property was a request for a rezoning from the RA2 to the R12 zone, which sounds rather dramatic, but these are significantly undersized properties, and this would make them more conforming. So based on that, the commission decided to approve this map amendment, being that it is in keeping with the plan of conservation and development. Then, 2 Deerfield Drive, this was a change of use to occupy 3 tenant spaces, one of which would be the United Way. That was approved, and that was the last application heard.
Okay, and just out of curiosity,
I'm so sorry. It was not the last application. I beg your pardon. There's one more on Fox Run Lane, which was approved.
Okay, good. Just out of curiosity, the 248 Lake Avenue, the one you said was adjacent to Chabad, those two are not related, though, right?
Correct. No, the ones that are adjacent, they're just single family properties. There's really beautiful line of you would recognize them when you drive up Lake because they look slightly out of place and that the houses are close to the road, but they're beautiful, magnificent, many times historic homes.
Okay. And also out of curiosity, how long was the meeting?
Oh, yeah. We started at 4. We got out of there at 9:30. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, but so, you were home already, so I guess that's
yes, everything. Exactly. So the commute back wasn't too bad.
Okay, a little eggnog or anything like that to celebrate the holiday or anything like that? Any toasts?
Well, we did have wonderful words from our chairman who was expressed great gratitude for all of the hard work of the commission and just expressed how strong this commission is and knowledgeable and how hardworking. So that was very, very nice. And staff too. So it was nice to have but we did note that the last year's Zoom party was not as successful as we hoped. So we'll skip the party until we can do it properly.
All right, great. So when is the next meeting then?
So the next meeting is January 4th. The one after that is January 20th, and the one after that is February 1st. I say that because we have many, quote unquote, big applications that have a lot of public input, and we're assigning them to each to a meeting. So if people just go on to the Agenda Center and sign up to receive the agendas from Planning and Zoning, that's the best way to stay in the loop. On the January 4th, it looks at this time, but this is not final. So keep checking back that we'll be hearing the 1143 East Putnam Avenue application, and certainly we'll be hearing, which is an affordable housing project, and certainly we will be hearing Chabad also at 270 Lake. And then the other ones are the Brookridge Drive pre-application. That's for an 86-unit affordable housing project. That's on one of these upcoming meetings. 8 and 10 Lewis Street will probably be on that January 20th meeting. As will the high school entrance will be on January 20th. The Greenwich Plaza train station and surrounding mixed-use commercial block, they've come in for a pre-application. That looks like that'll be on the February 1st meeting. So we got a lot of interesting zoning and planning-type applications coming forth. So it'll be fun to fun for good way to start the new year.
Yeah, well, it's been an interesting year. So, needless to say, you've been on Zoom. Has it worked out well, you think, this year?
Oh, yes, very much so. I don't think there's any desire whatsoever to get off Zoom.
Right. All right. Well, Katie, I appreciate you. We were just joking about how one of us forgets, the other remembers, always to have you check in on the day after the meeting. Always appreciate you calling in. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family. And we'll talk in the new year. Thanks very much.
Wonderful. Thank you. You too.
Okay. That is Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca.